Oh, I hear it.
And become aware of the temperatures of your body. The sensations of coolness or warmth.
It's only warmth over here, baby.
I'm cold as ice. It's not working! No, come on!
You are warmer than other parts of your body.
What parts of my body? Like the down there parts?
That's warm.
Are you sure it's not cold as ice, Michelle?
That's not.
Oh, wrong way.
Shh.
Just become aware of sensations of warmth.
I love sensations.
And your fingers.
I feel warmth in my fingers.
And any sensations of warmth in your feet.
Oh.
And your toes.
Oh.
And my toes. Do this for the hour.
This is so
any
hard.
Sensations felt.
It's supposed to be really good for you.
Or your legs.
This is nice.
It's really good
and
for
any
you.
Sensations felt closer in towards the center of your body.
I think after this, we'll be able to fly.
For these moments, just note and become aware of these sensations.
I like the way he says
it's too. This is so hard. It's too hard.
And acknowledge
can you just stop talking and just listen?
No.
Come on.
You act like you don't know me.
Understanding that these sensations may change over time.
I like the way he says sensations.
It's sensual.
Our topic tonight should be what sensations are your favorite. No sex allowed.
For all healthy. Resting body.
What else
only
is there?
Other sensations.
Like what? Like a taste sensation?
Yeah, like a taste sensation. Or like, I don't know. Like when you first get into the shower and the hot water hits you and it's like,
aware
oh.
Of your resting body's subtle movements.
My resting body.
My body.
Even as you relax, notice any parts of you. It may feel more relaxed.
I got a part that's relaxed. Okay, I'm done.
God, that's hard.
Hi, everyone. It's 6:07 p.m., time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangri.
My name is Michelle.
And we're here to entertain you.
We're here. Do you, at work, since you're a designer, do they say that they want you to surprise and delight people?
Yes.
I hate that so much. Your task is to surprise and delight, isn't it?
Yeah. They say it all the time, especially for holiday campaigns.
I already had to hear so much holiday music the past couple days. It's a nightmare. I don't need people pushing their holiday agendas on me, like I told you earlier. You can join our comments community at WFMU.org. Hit the list that says playlist and comments.
Robin is so weird.
Everyone's really weird today.
You know how I said during our meditation session today that I wanted the topic to be what sensations do you like? Robin says, I like when you're a baby and your daddy shakes you. What the hell?
She's disturbed. I like her. What is our topic tonight? It's freezing in here.
Our topic is what did you throw / what did you catch? Robin just said, Frangri has a job.
She's a hard worker.
What? Or should we do surprise and delight us?
I'd love to be surprised and delighted. I do make fun of it, but that's a sensation that I would like to have at the same time.
I'm looking forward
well,
to having...
Well, your skirt is short. That's surprising
no,
and delighting.
It rode up.
I could see your unders.
Who cares? You've seen my vag.
You're right, I have. Don't say that.
Sorry. You seen mine before when I came in to the studio or to the station today. Scott walked in on me talking to Gio and I was saying the word poontang.
Why?
I don't know. And Scott went nuts.
Should I give out the phone number?
I guess.
What is the topic?
What did you throw?
Slash.
What did you catch?
201-209-9368.
I think it should be what did you throw only.
Okay. What did you throw? 201-209-9368. The topic tonight on Shut Up Weirdo is what did you throw?
This is going to suck.
It's going to suck eggs.
Somebody at the station who shall go nameless told me...
Who?
Who shall go nameless told me about some, like, mail thing that's, like, in the shape of an egg.
Oh. Who told you about that, Glenn?
Uh-uh.
Dave Hill.
No, I'm not gonna tell you.
The pocket, that thing?
No, it's for a guy.
Yeah.
It's not called a pocket,
You sure?
Yeah. It's called, like, a... Something.
How does he know about that stuff?
Something egg. Someone gave him one.
Does he like it?
He said it was better than 90% of the sex he's had. He's gonna get mad at me.
That's upsetting.
I didn't name a name. I'm just saying.
I don't like it that an egg can be better at sex than me.
Obviously it's like...
Draw a picture of it.
The egg?
And the...
It's like an egg. But then what happens is you put it on and then it expands. It's like silicone based. So then it goes down around it like a condom.
Like a rubber?
Yeah.
I hate rubbers.
Why am I talking about this right now?
Because it surprised and delighted you?
It did surprise and delight me. So then I was like, what do you mean? So then I Googled it and I found out you can get like different
sizes.
Ones that have different. Like shapes on the inside, and they give you different sensations.
Can we have those?
I don't think that they make girl versions. So, like, you can get the whatever sensation and the yada yada sensation.
What are the sensations? Like fire?
No.
Like feathers? Like,
I can't remember what it's called.
Swamp? What is it?
I can't believe I'm Googling this on a station computer.
201-209-9368. What did you throw?
It's called a Tenga egg.
Let me see it.
Okay. So then on Amazon, they have like a variety pack.
Oh, yeah.
So then look, you can get ones, and like that's what the inside is cut like. There's the clicker and the spider and silky and stepper and twister and
Which
wavy.
What do you like?
Oh, I don't know. I've never used one because I don't have a penis. But I really want to.
It's not fair.
Wait, what the hell is this?
Okay, enough. 201-209-9368. Stop it.
If you could only see the customers also liked. Look at this. Wait.
We're not shopping on Amazon during our show. I've seen that.
Oh my God. Top rated.
I think it's cool.
How come girls don't have things like that?
We have vibrators and dildos and stuff like that.
It's not the same.
201-209-9368. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's a family-friendly show.
No, it's not.
People let their kids listen to it. No, it's not. Answer the phone.
Oh. Okay.
Listen, I am a kite. I am soaring away. I am a red balloon. You need to tether me.
Girl, you just got weird like the day you said something about Louis C.K. and more milk.
I know. That's why we need a topic.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello? Hi, you're on the radio.
Are the mics in mono?
Yeah. Look.
Hey, what's the topic tonight?
Anyone who asks me what the topic is getting hung up on. Hi, you're on the radio.
Sexy. What the hell?
I've had it.
People are crazy tonight.
Now I'm pissed.
Is there a full moon?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. What's the talk? What did?
Whoa! But we didn't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
We put out one at least.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm glad I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
I threw coffee at somebody today.
Today?
Yeah.
Jinx.
Like, on their face?
Hot coffee?
I threw, like, coffee beans.
And coffee beans?
Thrown at me today while I was driving. Somebody threw something at my car.
Cool. I'm pissed. Why you're on the radio? I don't know. Those two calls made me mad.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just got to ask you a question. I'm like half loaded, but, you know.
Hi, you're on the radio. You start the show as a free-for-all. Right, you can't expect to regain order. God. It's not my fault. It's free-falling. It's these idiots.
What?
Hi. What? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Rooster.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hey. So, what did you throw? Scott threw a lot of parties.
Oh, man. That joke just doesn't get old.
Hey, no, that's
like
not
actually
good.
Laughing.
That is not a winner. But I threw
a
hammer.
No, but it's funny. Wait, what? At somebody?
Nah.
A what?
A hammer.
No, I threw a hammer at somebody.
I was in my garage working on a bicycle, and it slipped, and the sprocket of the bicycle hit me in the shin, and I was just so mad. I grabbed my hammer, and I threw my hammer at the corner of my garage, and I missed, and it went out and went right through the windshield of my car.
Oh, no. That sucks.
That's funny.
It is funny. It's very funny looking back at it. Yeah, what a dopey move.
I like that.
I like it, too, Rooster.
All right, Rooster. Have a good one.
Bye, Scott.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what did you throw?
I just don't remember.
I've thrown plenty of boyfriends out.
I definitely threw a hammer at somebody.
I've never thrown anything like that I've...
But not at, like, a lover. It wasn't, like, a lover's quarrel. It was, like, someone who was annoying me in art school.
Mm-hmm.
I was young.
Your wild days?
Very wild. Unspeakable.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I threw a cup of coffee at my boss and I got fired.
That sucks.
No, he didn't.
I hate this
no,
topic.
He didn't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Nope.
Why are people crazy?
Hi, you're on the radio. Is it a full moon tonight?
That's what I was thinking. People are acting crazy. Their body tides are all off.
Everyone at happy hour was weird as hell.
Nuts. Even crazier than normal. I feel crazy.
Yeah, I feel fine until now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you? It's not a full moon. It's just a little sliver.
Is it like a Mercury in retrograde situation?
No. Something's up in this
Something's
world.
Something's happening with the tides today.
I threw a fit this week.
About what?
I throw one every day.
You do.
Well, I have a partner. We run a website and we do a podcast. And
we have a real radio show.
You're a bitch.
To sit in for Ken and Andy right before Thanksgiving, and we did this Thanksgiving episode on FMU. And we were going to post it as our Thanksgiving episode for our podcast this week. But my partner likes to party and likes to drink, and he did not post it and wanted to post it on Monday,
this
like 5 or 6 days after Thanksgiving.
Promote himself.
And via text, I threw a fit about it. And I said some things that I feel that are harsh, but, you know, maybe came off in a way that
I do hate it when that happens. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. I feel your anger. What do you want to do about it? You can't spend an hour angry.
I spend my whole life angry.
It's very cold in here.
Are your nipples hard?
Yes.
Mine aren't.
Mine are.
I went back home.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It's beautiful.
It's Miami?
No, I mean home, to my apartment.
Oh, I thought you meant Thanksgiving.
I know. Who cares about that?
Worst Thanksgiving I've ever had in my entire life.
I even called you to check in on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I was like, why are you calling me?
And I was like, I know that you're sad, so I'm calling you.
Absolutely the worst Thanksgiving of my entire born life.
Do you
want
to know what my mom said when we hung up?
What?
I went in the kitchen. She goes, who are you talking to? I've never heard you laugh so hard.
Really?
Uh-huh. I knew that was going to make you happy. I was like, it was Michelle, my co-host. She was like, oh. Te estabas carcajando.
That's like... amazing. I love that story. That's awesome.
I don't really remember because I was drunk, but...
You were. But you were very nice.
I'm nice.
Then you got weird.
What did I get weird about?
I don't know. You got sassy.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, because I was like, have you been drinking? And you were like, yes.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Of course I was drinking.
I was crying.
I was drinking.
I was drinking and crying.
Then I got sick.
I was sick also.
Heart sick?
Uh-uh. Physically ill.
I don't want to do this.
Well, we have to. What do you want to do instead?
Like, if I could be anywhere right now, I would be on a beach getting drunk. That's where I would be always.
That's boring.
I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world.
You don't even go swimming.
I go swimming.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Jesus.
I thought you were one of those girls who didn't swim.
Of course I swim. It just has to be
warm.
Do
you get your hair wet?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I go in. I swim.
Just want to make sure you swim. Girls who don't swim are creepy.
Well, I was scared of the water for a while.
Well, I grew up on the ocean, so I'm not afraid of the water.
I almost got murdered by a wave in Nicaragua once when I was little.
Mm. So you're back in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, but now I have to redecorate the whole thing.
Did you get that wall painted yet?
Not yet. I'm just going to wait till New Year.
Oh,
what a deal. I only have 2 weeks before I leave again.
Oh, yeah. There's only 2 weeks
left. I have something
left.
Like every day. It's that like holiday parties every night. My birthday.
Those presents. I didn't see any presents arriving at the station today.
My birthday. December 14th.
What are we going to do?
Someone's asking what color my underwear is. Can you see it?
No, I can't now. Spread your legs. I still can't see it.
It's black.
Hmm.
I don't want to do this.
I don't care. We have a job to do. We have a responsibility.
Yeah, but you know what's the beauty of freeform? We can do whatever the hell we want.
I mean, I guess it means that, but this is a show with a format.
They're listening.
This isn't good.
This is great.
It's not good for me. I need more pleasure.
Take call three. Go ahead.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Is this pleasurable?
Man, what's up, dude?
Okay, so I think a few years ago you guys actually did a similar show, and it was the weirdest thing you ever threw. And I called, and I threw butter at someone, and I won.
Why did you throw butter at someone?
Well, this girl in my high school, this is years ago, this girl in my high school, she sat at our table, and she used to always make a big deal every time, like, there was butter present. And I thought she was just doing it for attention or to be, like, a personality.
She was scared of it.
I thought it was kind of annoying. So the one day, I actually took the butter packet and opened it, and I flicked the butter at her, and it hit her in the face, and she actually, like, started screaming at the top of her lungs, and she cried. And then I found out she literally had a fear of butter, and I felt really guilty.
That's
afterwards.
A good story.
That is a good story. You deserve that win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did out us. Yeah, thanks for calling and outing us for doing
it. You could have just told the story again and maybe
won. Nobody would have known.
I was trying to reclaim my victory because I have another weird thing that I threw, and it was false teeth because my neighbors, when I was like 4 or 5, the neighbor kept his false teeth out and
we went
over and they were there and I didn't know what they were. And my parents told me to put it down because it was his teeth. And I got scared and I threw them.
You're on the list.
That is good.
Yes.
What's your name, buddy?
Oh, I'm Mark.
Mark. All right, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Listen at the end of the hour.
Bye.
You're good at throwing stuff, Mark.
I've never held false teeth before. Have you? Oh, that's not true. Have you ever watched geriatric pornography?
I saw one. Something with, like, an old man. Was it an old man giving another old man a...
I saw one. I saw one with an old lady giving a guy.
Maybe it was that one.
And she took her teeth out and
it on
rested
his stomach.
Them on her stomach.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
It's a good one. 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. What?
Nothing.
I see that there's a full board.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Mm-mm.
I see.
No, this console's broken. That just means it's on.
There is a full freaking board.
No, it's broke. You don't know.
I know.
You do that board. I do this board.
I can do it all. I am a Renaissance woman. I want a quesadilla. You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. Happy birthday. Well, happy future birthday.
Thanks. Guess how old I'm going to be. Let's play a game called Guess How Old I'm Going to Be.
I don't know. I'm not very good at judging things like weight or age through voice.
No, it's not that you're not very good. It's that you're a smart young man.
Yeah, that was a good answer, dude.
I thought it was a terrible answer.
No, it
was beautiful. You pivoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was well
good
done.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. Well executed.
I was testing you. You won that.
Yeah, you did win that.
What do I win? What do I get?
Nothing.
Absolutely
nothing.
I hate
it when people ask me that.
God damn it.
God damn it.
People just want free stuff.
The hell?
Can we say God damn it on the radio?
Sure.
Awesome. God damn it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, what did you throw?
I threw a carton of cigarettes into the toilet. They were owned by my mother.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted her to quit.
She must have been
so pissed.
And then
in my adult life, when I turned into an adult, I started smoking. So really, the moral of the story is I'm a hypocrite.
Everyone's a hypocrite.
Oh, well, what makes you hypocritical?
So many things.
My whole life?
That's not very detailed. That's a very detached way to...
I am a detached, abstract lady.
Hmm.
Oh.
I don't want to be detached.
It's the only way to survive, Michelle.
It's hard, you know. You just watch yourself living your life outside of your body sometimes.
I haven't seen myself outside of my body in at least 6 years.
Really? You're lucky.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Okay. Well, have a good one.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call for an extended period of time. It really made my evening.
Anytime. Oh, my God, I love Robin.
Why?
Because she thinks I'm turning 35.
How old are you turning?
Not 35.
36.
Not 36.
37?
Wait, am I? Yeah.
I thought you were 4 years younger than me.
What's the year?
You're 79, I'm 76.
Wait, am I turning 36 or 37?
You're 79?
Yeah.
30.
What year are we in? So I'm turning 37.
37.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm 40.
They want to guess my weight. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
I don't want to play that game.
They can guess mine. I don't care.
How much do you weigh?
There's like this new guy on the comments board, and he's not a nice guy.
Is he cracking up?
Well, I don't know that he's a guy. I just think maybe he is.
Are we cracking him up?
Ultra Vulva is his name.
We must be cracking him up. People love to laugh.
I don't trust the commenters who don't have profiles. Because they're hiding something.
You are a suspicious lady.
They're definitely, like, up to no good.
No, it's not true. It's just sometimes you want to comment and you don't want to sign in.
No, it's not that hard to sign in. If you're part of the community, you sign in.
Don't.
I don't know about this guy.
Why, what's he saying?
He wants to guess my weight. Go ahead, I don't care.
Is he a troll?
I don't know. He's not nice, but he's not mean.
Is he laughing at our jokes or not?
I haven't decided. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Just trying to get through the hour. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a funny story about throwing something.
Okay.
I came home one afternoon and my cat was meowing at the couch, so I figured she had put one of her toys under there, I guess those little toy mice. So I reached under the couch, I didn't look, I couldn't see, and I reached, I found something fuzzy, and I grabbed it, pulled it out, and it was an actual mouse, and I screamed so high and threw it across the room, and she chased it, and I had to chase her down and throw it out.
Did it, like, hit a wall and die?
I think it was dead already. I saw what was in my hand, and I freaked out, and I
That's
screamed.
Disgusting!
That's gross.
I would have done the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so effing gross.
I mean, it happens.
It really, yeah. I mean, I was proud of her. She caught a mouse, but, you know.
Doesn't Ken's new dog, like, he has to, like, get things out of his mouth all the time. Her mouth.
Yeah. All right, pal, have a good one.
All right, have a great one. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I was also only half listening because I was thinking about a cheeseburger.
Someone's guessing that I weigh 100 pounds.
That's so nice.
Yes, you should send flowers for my birthday. It's December 14th. But you should send them next Friday because I'm going out of town the 18th. So, no, I will, like, you know, I'd rather have them before that so I can enjoy them.
We're going to be gone for 2 weeks, so people better get their fill.
Yeah, everyone needs to send their presents next week because we're gone starting the 18th.
Like, I'm not.
Okay, gone. Well, out of town. So if you send me flowers, they'll die and I won't be here.
I'll have them.
No, I want them.
I'll take them.
I'm not doing anything for my birthday this year.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to do something.
No.
Can we go to the movies?
No, I don't want to do anything.
Doing nothing is doing something.
That's what I'm going to do, nothing. 201-209-9368. The last 5 minutes have gone by so slow.
We could eat gummies and go to the Pippalotti Wrist Show at the New Museum.
I do love me some Pippalotti wrist.
Did you know that? And some gummies. Just figured that's something fun we could do together. Was thinking about it last night when I was cuddling up in my bed.
You were cuddling in your bed and you were thinking about going to the Pippalotti wrist show with
me?
Yeah,
and I was going to text you, but I thought it was too late to text.
What time was it?
12:37.
I was sleeping.
I know. And then I was like, should I email her? And then I thought, it's not important enough to email.
All of this happened?
Yes.
You're so weird.
Not that weird. What?
Robin says, I think Michelle's older than I thought she was because I was calculating Frangry's age from Michelle's. That's okay. I'll still marry you, babe.
I love when people call me babe.
That's why I read it to you.
Thanks.
No, you can't send Michelle presents. Michelle gets presents in March.
Michelle can get presents for Christmas.
I get presents in December. They're all mine.
Holiday gifts.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. I hate this show.
Sorry that you hate this show.
You're sweet.
I have a confession to make about something that I threw once.
Let's hear it.
I was a child, and I was at my friend's bat mitzvah brunch in Miami, where I'm also from.
Same.
And her grandparents had this, like, huge penthouse, which is, of course, on the top floor of a very tall building. And somebody told some kid was like, you know, if you throw something small off of the top of a building and it hits somebody in the head, it'll kill them. And we were like, that's crazy. I don't understand it. And for some reason, I felt compelled to throw a penny off of the balcony. It was terrifying.
Funny, because station dictator Ken told us before the show that him and his high school girlfriend went to the top of the Empire State Building and threw pennies off of it.
That's so evil. If you're in high school and you, like, know what you're doing, I was, well.
Well, we found out it doesn't actually kill anyone.
Maximum velocity is 237 miles an hour. I learned that, too.
Oh, that's great, because this was, like, a true confession.
Oh, you didn't kill anyone. Don't worry.
Yeah, you definitely didn't kill anyone.
It's hard not to do bad things.
You know what's hard? Killing someone.
Have you tried it?
All the time.
Have you ever tried to kill somebody?
Yes.
Why?
Because I just want to see how powerful I am.
Have you real? That's sick.
No, what the hell? You think I try to kill people? If I wanted to kill someone, I would do it.
You'd get someone to do it. You wouldn't do it yourself.
That's true. I'd pay someone.
On the topic of age, I have to say the first time I listened to your show, I was so, you guys both sound so young. I thought I was listening to like a
high school radio show.
We wish. Yeah. I mean, we're just immature.
Yeah. I'm almost an adult.
We're just old ladies who are like immature.
It's so sad.
Single, old, immature ladies. Cool.
You're single?
All right, guys.
Yeah. Have a good one. You're not?
I'm in between things.
Mm-hmm.
Right this second, I'm probably single. So get it while you can.
So complicated.
Get it while you can.
I already, yeah, I'm single. My next boyfriend is going to be the man I marry.
Whoa, baby. I'm not having sex again.
That's going to take a while.
I'm not having sex again until I'm in love.
Good luck.
I'm serious. I've done it before.
That could take so long.
I went like 8 years once.
Yeah, that's... Actually, going celibate is like the best thing
I can still make out. I can still get off. I can still do whatever. I'm just not going to have intercourse.
Oh, see, that's not how I work. I just didn't touch anyone. When I made out, I had sex.
No, that's fine. That's not how I'm going to do it. The next man I sleep with will be my husband.
Okay.
Blood on the sheets, all that.
I love me some blood on the sheets. That's love. That's romance. Like Dexter style.
You're crazy. You're a crazy person. You're crazy today, too.
No, I'm not. I'm totally normal.
You're super weird today, too.
Why?
I don't know. Everyone is weird. I don't know what it is.
201, 201. Wait, what? I'm just not. It's like I'm not here. Like, I'm here, but I'm not here.
Where are you?
I just don't want to be here.
But that's not right. Why?
Sorry.
But
you know,
why?
Like, some days you call it in. I'm calling it in today.
You don't got to tell everyone.
I don't care. Everyone's been in this situation. Maybe not on the air.
Did you not want to come at all? Or did it happen when
we didn't? No, it
wasn't
until, like, we got in here and we got those really bad calls in the beginning. And it just, like, that was it for me.
Damn.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what did you throw? Jordan wants to know if I've had any more hotel sex. No, because I'm not at the hotel. But I've had regular sex. Like home sex.
Naughty girl.
Thanks. Somebody emailed me to congratulate me.
Weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
And the topic is, what did I throw?
Yes.
Okay, I have a joke. If you throw an accordion and a Stradivarius violin out of a window.
Jokes. No.
You don't like jokes. You don't think jokes are
funny.
Hi,
you're on the radio. I just don't like it when people try hard to be funny.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, I threw a TV off a bridge.
Tell us more.
Well, I was in college. I was a punk rocker. I never watched TV, and my parents bought me a TV. And I was so infuriated that they got me a TV. They never understood me. I threw it off a bridge.
Did you have a mohawk?
So cute.
What's that?
What was your hairdo?
I think it was a skinhead back then.
What bridge did you throw it off of?
Irrelevant to throwing a TV off a bridge.
What kind of clothes were you wearing at the time? This point
steel-toed
in your life.
Steel-toed Doc Martens.
Yeah. With white lace.
Cuffed boots, chain, white socks, tucked in white t-shirt, black belt.
And I was totally against TV, and I threw it off a bridge. And then this hippie, we had in college. I was in college at the time.
Where?
In Baltimore. And this hippie, we had security guards that were students back then, and it was a hippie, and he totally freaked out on me. And he gave me the guilt. So I went down and cleaned it up, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, the punk rocker went down and cleaned it up.
You are cute. What's your name?
Theo. Theo is my name.
Theo, you're sweet.
Theo, you're on the list.
I like you.
All right.
Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
Have you ever called before, Theo?
Maybe. No, I never called you before. I've always thought you're very sexy and funny, so it's my first time calling.
Theo's hitting on you, Michelle.
No, I think he's hitting on you.
No, I wasn't talking to him. You were.
Bye, Theo.
Both of you. Bye.
You made her uncomfortable. Oh, you made him uncomfortable.
That's what I do. It's on my resume.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Skills. Spanish. Making people feel uncomfortable. What's wrong?
I don't understand this comment.
What is it?
I threw a punch at a kid with a Crayola ring on at a party because he said, "You won't do it." Do what? Like the sex?
No.
What's a Crayola ring?
Throw a punch. That's what I was wondering.
Oh, because he was
He said he wouldn't throw the punch. What's a Crayola ring?
I don't know.
Google it.
I didn't understand anything that happened.
Do you think that's something
that
you put around your...
Like a ring? Yeah. I don't know.
201-209-9368. What's for dinner?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, howdy. How you doing?
Hi, what's up?
Oh, I threw a scissors once, a pair of scissors.
Did you hit someone?
No, I hit a glass window.
Oh, cool.
A glass window and a door. I was mad. I was extremely irritated.
Did it break? This is fascinating.
The glass window? The scissors was made of metal.
So they can't break glass?
The glass broke, yeah. Yes.
So what? So why you've... Okay, cool. Have a good one. I don't effing care.
Well, why? What? No, that's a whole other problem.
I'm just pretending like I do all the other times. Hi, you're on the radio.
That's no way to live.
Yes. Hello, I've thrown absolutely nothing. But, I don't know if it's
Except
Michelle,
for this call.
You said something about throwing a penny, maximum velocity is 237 miles an hour?
No, I mean, I said that, but I don't know. That's not an accurate fact.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to check.
Did you call to tell us what the actual maximum velocity is? Now I'm extra mad.
Because he tried to prove me wrong?
And then when I called him out, he hung up on me.
Ken said a number upstairs. I don't remember what it is.
What a scaredy cat that caller was.
You don't be a bully.
I'm bullying him for hanging up.
You don't be a bully.
Hi, you're on the radio. Are you a scaredy cat too?
It's called... terminal velocity, not maximum.
Fine.
Oh, my God.
Is
why is everyone calling to correct
because
me?
Because they're jerks. They're assholes.
Can't go any faster. Terminal velocity.
Okay, asshole. What is it?
What the hell is going on?
This show is infuriating me.
There's bullies everywhere. You're a bully. They're a bully. Everyone's a bully. You're ripping up a paper. What about Theo? What about the butter? What about the fake teeth? You're like Ken's dog right now, ripping up those shreds of paper.
I'm mad!
You need to calm down. You need to calm down. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez, Louise. This is no bueno.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. So I've never really thrown anything, but the only fight I got into high school, a kid threw his cold-sliced ham right in my face.
His what?
His ham.
His cold-sliced ham.
Like his deli ham?
No.
Yep.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just kidding.
Like his private
like
part?
Like his ham.
Wait, are you talking about his private part, or are you talking about his lunch meat?
He slapped you across the face with his private parts.
Wait, what?
No, it was off the sandwich. It was ham.
Oh, like his deli meat.
Not his meat.
Deli meat.
Michelle, can you stop being disgusting?
No.
Because actually, it's funnier that the kid hit him with the deli meat than the meat.
That is true.
Well, what's more, the kid's name was Mitchell Mitchell.
Wait, what?
He was
like,
the
for real?
Number one 10-pin bowler in our region.
Number one what?
Number one 10-pin bowler.
What's that?
Like bowling alleys? Like,
oh, okay.
You know?
What's tin bowling?
That's what they call it over from wherever
Where
this
are you from,
from,
dude?
Australia.
Is your name Jeff?
No.
Oh. Wait, hold on. So did the meat hit you in the, like, right across the face?
Yeah, like he threw it right in my face.
Why'd he do it?
Did it get stuck for like a second and then fall off?
So embarrassing. That's so embarrassing.
I think it just sort of bounced off.
Why'd he do it?
I don't know.
Was it round or square?
Yeah, was it round or square? Good question.
Round.
Yeah, of course.
Where it makes it worse. Yes.
And it was like thick cut, right? Not like the thin, nice stuff. It was like the thick, like it was like
his
the pre-packaged.
Would have been disappointed to know he wasted that good.
It was like pre-packaged, thick cut bologna.
That is embarrassing.
That is so.
I love it.
Good.
Every day.
What's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Oh, I like that.
I like you.
Mm-mm.
Everybody just wants free stuff.
You don't like Australians.
That's not true.
I like Australians.
You can have Aiden.
Okay. All right, Aiden, listen at the end of the hour, you meat lover.
All right, enjoy the rest of your show, guys.
Have a good one.
That was funny, Franny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio? Yeah. I threw divorce papers right at my wife.
Oh, snap. Ex-wife.
Right in her face.
Yeah, and did she cry?
She cried right on them. I don't even care.
Yes, you do.
Care. Nope.
Tough
nope,
guy.
Never.
Okay, you're fine. That guy got pumped.
Whoa, he was pumped.
That guy got pumped about his divorce.
He was so pumped.
I want to know what she did to him. She clearly did something not nice.
Oh, man, he's mad. Anger is a complicated emotion, huh?
Ultravolva says, Frangry has taken some salami in the face before. Actually, I can say that I have not.
Really?
Yeah. In my mouth, yeah, but on my face, no.
What did you say first?
I said in my mouth.
Oh, you got a weird accent.
That's because I got an accent.
No, don't do that. That's so Cajun. What is that? You sound like you're from the South. What was that?
I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't know.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. It just came out that way. And then when you laughed at it, I said it again.
God, you're weird.
I'm not more weird than you.
I don't know because you're in the shell of a normal person.
So are you.
No.
The shell is normal.
My life isn't normal.
Neither's mine. Yes, it is. Yours is normal. You're just a freelancer. What?
Nothing.
You just want to pretend like you're not normal.
Oh, yeah, because it's 1994 and I'm so alternative.
Hey, did you know that the record fair is in April?
I love the record fair. Did you know it's almost sold out?
So if you want to be a dealer, you can contact Matt Warwick at recfair@wfmu.org. Michelle and I will be there. We have a table.
Selling our wares.
Sex wares. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, one time I was really, really angry at work, and I threw my meat cleaver, and it bounced back off of the table and wall and caught me in my finger.
No!
Bluff ball.
What, 4 stitches is bluff balls?
He said bluff ball.
Yeah, it's not bluff balls. It's just a singular bluff ball.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
4 stitches, huh? He came back pretty quick, so I don't think he's lying.
What's your name?
My name is Corey.
Corey, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Bluff balls.
Bluff balls.
Hi, you're on the radio. Balls? Yeah, same thing.
Hey, how's it going?
For liars. Hey, what's up? Do you have bluff balls?
I used to throw at knives. It can totally bounce back right at you. Almost as hard as you throw it.
Did you say you're hard when you throw it?
No, almost as hard as you throw it.
Oh!
Frangry.
I'm kind of horny today.
Jeez.
Sorry.
I was leaving the party, and I was with my roommate, and we're crossing this courtyard, and there's all these kids' toys strewn around. And there's a hula hoop. I pick it up. I decide to, like, try to, you know, throw it over my friend, and, like, it's a stupid game. But I miss, and it's going right towards the back of his head. And I yell out his name. I'm like, hey, watch out, watch out. He turns around right in time to get it right in the teeth. And what I didn't realize, it was one of those hula hoops that had ball bearings in it.
Oh!
And, yeah, snapped his teeth right in half. He started screaming and yelling, ah, you broke my teeth, you broke my teeth. And I felt terrible about it, but there was no 24-hour dentistry places open at that time of night. So we had to go home, and, you know, we were hammered anyway.
How old were you?
So we went home, and then the next morning I drove him to a dentist, and I had to pay for 2 root canals and 4 caps.
Damn. How old were you?
Yeah. Oh, too old? Like,
old enough
29.
To know better. Ooh, that is old enough to know better. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good one.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Tell me.
Mm-mm.
Tell me now.
I just told Ultra Vulva to beat it.
You did?
I said, hey, Ultra Vulva. And then in the next comment, I said, beat it.
Mean?
Just like mean, but not even funny mean.
We're just supposed to ignore those things. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. There's a couple more minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. What did you throw?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Miss Frangry, and hello, Michelle. How are you?
Meh. I don't trust you.
Okay. I heard you yelling at people earlier, so
I was angry.
Very polite.
Fair.
I was angry.
I threw a toilet off the top of the bleachers at my high school. And it landed on the shot put area, the concrete circle, and shattered.
That's fun.
How heavy is a toilet?
Real heavy.
Probably like, I don't know, like 30, 40, 50 pounds, somewhere in there. 40 pounds,
more
I would say.
That.
How could you lift a toilet?
I don't think I can lift a toilet. I can lift a suitcase that's 40 pounds.
It sounded... It was awesome. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and it just echoed into the night. It was beautiful.
Me too. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What'd you throw?
Huh?
Hi, you're on the radio. What'd you throw?
Hello.
Hello.
I said, what'd you throw?
Oh, me?
What? Whoa. Hi, you're on the radio. What did you throw?
I didn't throw a single thing. I was calling back to apologize.
For what?
You were saying that I was bullying or calling you out for the speed of the penny, which is not what my intention was.
Oh, my God. We were messing with you. We don't care.
I love it when a man apologizes. I'll take it.
Okay. But I just called because I thought 237 miles an hour sounded really fast. And then... When you responded, then obviously you were like, oh, that wasn't the actual number. So I said, I'll yield the line to other callers. I wasn't.
Well, thank you for your apology, sir.
By the way, I think the Australian guy was saying 10 pin.
Oh, 10 pin.
That makes sense.
I love bowling. You know I'm killer bowler, right?
I don't know. I've never been bowling with you. You never come with us.
Well, go bowling. It's fun.
All right, bye.
It is fun.
Hi, you're on the radio.
We went bowling once.
Twice. Three times, actually.
Oh, yeah?
What?
What is wrong with people?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Gumby from Bayonne. How you doing?
Hey, Gumby. God, it's a friendly voice.
Yay. So, listen, I was once with a woman in Bayonne, and, you know,
Gumby loves women.
She was screaming at me, screaming, screaming, screaming. And she was eating a banana, and in mid-conversation, she whipped the banana at me. It stuck to the wall, and She walked over and wiped it off the wall and threw it away and never missed a beat. She was screaming the entire time.
Like as she was cleaning it? That's awesome. Yeah. That's a woman.
That's a woman
for you.
Yep.
So we were just playing our gender roles.
Good for her.
I hate when I fall into normative gender roles.
It happens to the best of us.
The insane woman and then the cleaning up woman.
I washed the dishes here the other day, and I was like, why am I doing this? Because I'm a girl? It made me feel real weird.
Yes.
No, it's just because you're nice. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what did you throw?
I really have to go to the
bathroom. Me too. Hi, what's your... Whatever, just talk to us. We have to pee, so we're not listening.
I threw myself on the mercy of the court. I was charged with a criminal offense.
What criminal offense?
Robbery.
Did you
did
rob?
Did you do it?
Did I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it.
I respect you for admitting it.
Yeah, everyone's always innocent.
They're like, I didn't do
it. I didn't do it.
Yeah, I did it.
I did it.
What'd you rob?
A store.
Did you go to jail?
Did you have a gun?
Yeah, I had a gun and I went to jail.
Dude, that's not cool.
Oh my God, were you like prepared to hurt somebody?
I'm just saying, you know.
Why'd you do it?
It was just one of those things that I didn't mean to do it.
Yes, you meant to do it.
What do you mean? You didn't mean to rob a store?
That doesn't happen by accident, my friend.
Oops, I accidentally robbed a store.
It was by accident, yeah.
How was it by accident?
Because a friend of mine asked me to help him out. He said, look, man, I'm broke. You know, please help me. Please help me.
Please help me go rob that store?
I didn't know he was going to rob the store.
Oh, you didn't?
No. He wanted to hold the gun. So I said, look, man, I'm not giving you this gun. You might mess around out there, hurt somebody, and I feel really bad about that.
Yeah.
It was my gun.
Right.
You know, and so after a couple of weeks of constant badgering, I said, look, I'll tell you what. I'll go with you because I'm not giving you the gun.
You're a good friend.
Wait, are you?
Well, I mean, you know, you call yourself doing the right thing, doing something wrong.
You did the wrong thing by trying to do the right
thing. It's really hard to do the right thing sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was doing something positive by doing something. I really didn't see that I was doing something negative.
Right. Did
he get in more trouble than you did, or did you guys get in the same amount of troubles?
No, actually.
He got in more trouble.
Because he had the gun.
He got out a lot sooner than I did.
Yeah, because you had the gun.
Damn.
No, that's not why.
Oh, that's why then?
I got more, ended up doing more time than him because his sister made a deal with the prosecutor for $300.
$300?
That's nothing.
Well.
Wait, so are you in jail now?
No, I'm not in now.
How long were you in jail for?
How long? About 4 years.
Whoa.
How old are you?
39.
Wow. But so are you like a good straight and narrow guy now?
I don't know.
Have you robbed anyone in the last, since you've been out?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's good.
Don't do more crimes.
Do you still have a gun?
Yeah, I have one.
Are you on probation?
No, not now.
Okay, good.
It expired.
Wait, so what's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny, if you send me your mailing address and your t-shirt size to my email, I'll send you a free t-shirt. I'm serious, you deserve it. My email is shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Okay.
You win tonight's show. Yeah, you're the best call of the night. So you get a free t-shirt.
All right,
have a good one. We're glad you're out.
Thank you.
Enjoy life. Make good choices, Johnny.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
Thanks,
I love him.
Show's over.
That made it all worth it.
That did make it all worth it.
All my anger, all of this.
That was
I feel
good.
Great.
All right, Johnny, you win. ShutUpWeirdo@WFMU.org.
Yes.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah!
with me. Gurp with me. Gurp with me.
With me. What does that mean?
There's more on the grill as we blaze it. I puff on the dust and you take it. Your eyes are swelling with blood and I love it. We done it with juice and goose on a stomach. What does that even mean?
Me.
Wear tuxedos. Pushed bleach through needles. So I don't catch nothing. Come holla, man. Drank our last dollar. Dream about nothing but living and loving. You sucking that nose candy for O's brandy. Man, she needs weed. She's crawling the wall, breaking her nails and heels.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But Z-Man sings it. Do you want to know what the last line is?
What?
Good times, good weed. Good times, good weed. Good times, good weed. There's more on the grill as we blaze it. I puff on the dust and you take it. There's more on the grill as we blaze it. Blazing. There's more on the grill as we blaze it. Puff on the dust and you take it. Your eyes are swelling with blood and I love it. There's more on the grill as we blazing. Puff on the dust and you take it. There's more on the grill as we blaze it.
Tanya Moyo, I heard you had a new joint. Is it real? Did you kill it? That's the whole point. That's the whole thing. I may be your dad, you can sound like me. What's your mama name? Some fly-ish. Burger droppings trying to plop on my whip. I'ma take my time. Promise I won't take your lady friend while she take this pic. Who you think she is? Who you think I came with? I grew up like Big. My kids, Jaden Smith. Swear that I'ma win it. This shit will never change up. Why I'm in this caping? Cause you still in danger. You got all that trouble on your mind. On low, you been in the bubble all this time. How you in the horoscopes ignoring the signs? Signs for the city we made up in 09. We should throw a fest there. You won't need a wristband. Feeling like Mike, I need a poster with my wingspan. Swear that I'ma win it, boy, I swear that I'ma win it. Stay out of my business while I'm putting on this clinic. The roll call, never tethered, leave the back and forth. This to all y'all revolve around the point I evolved. I'm now anointed, sacred, simply amazing. Yeah, I'm the man, yep, yeah, I'm the man. Peeking through the blinds, trying to eyeball the man. Went to get cigarettes on my family and fans, but I'm back like Ben Vereen with the fish and drip plans. Sick of damn, sick of fans on that cow tower bow. Cash money disappointing, Wayne Bow Wow. This shit, the Tiger Man is not an option, nor is stopping. But you do what you want when you're popping. That's a future reference for future reference. So I put it in the rhyme just so I won't forget it. Yeah, I'm still the man, bitch. Yep, I'm still the man. Roundhouse kick the bush with a bird.
word still a hand. That's a 2-for-1 special. I'ma get it. All right, damn. Break it down, pass around, share it with the whole fam. Rizzy Grand on the beat, VP with the word. Squad, RO was leaving y'all feelings.
Yo, you remember the first hip-hop album you bought?
No, man, I don't remember.
I think mine was License to Ill. I got that from River
Oaks
Mall.
I remember that one.
And my mom's, yo, I remember she bought me De La Soul is Dead from Sam Goody in the Plaza.
What?
Yo, it's something about that boom bap, man. I don't know what it is. Just keeps drawing me in. The kick and the snare, yo, it speaks to me. It's a vibe that be seeping in secretly. My mind is elevated by the rhythm and groove, so I can motivate the mass, make bodies move. That's how I do. An MC by trade, and the breath of the skill is embedded in my name. Precise. Yo, I'm so damn nice in everything that I do with this mic device. I was called long ago to put my stamp on this. 20 years later, got a clap on this. And no, I ain't letting go. I got a job to do, plus I'm exceptional. Got a problem, you can grab these testicles. Make a fool disappear like he in Mexico. In my PayPal, where all of the checks should go. The boom bap is the spirit of this message, yo. Man, I ain't tripping on the golden age. Music changes all the time in the growing stage. And I ain't hating on the drill and trap, but it wouldn't be here without that old boom bap. Man, I ain't tripping on the golden age. Music changes all the time in the growing stage. And I ain't hating on the drill and trap, but it wouldn't be here without that old boom bap. Music is universal, just tap on in. You can lose yourself in rhythm and always win. My ears are wide open and I hear the light. It illuminates more when I'm behind.